like living inside a pair of asthmatic lungs. But the only time I noticed it was when they tried replacing it with that irritating electronic whine. The telephone? Don't think it rang. If so, it's stopped now. Let them call back at a human hour. The neighbor's dog? Probably the dream, she decided, which had been stupefyingly tedious even to a sleeping mind. A cop's variation on the moving luggage from one place to another, "Oh God, I've lost one," theme, involving the transfer of prisoners, one at a time, from cell to hallway to van to hallway to cell, each step accompanied by forms and signatures and telephone calls. Better than the hell of the last few days, she thought. But thank God I woke up before I died of boredom. Poor old Gray Cell's too tired to come up with a decent dream. Back to sleep. She reached up and circled her right arm around the pillow, pulled it under her with a wriggle of voluptuary delight, reached back over her shoulders for the covers, and pulled them over her head, and let go, deliciously, slippery as a fish into the deep, dark, still pond of sleep.